It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're back here in Mississauga Valley. Lady Blackhawks will take on the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Our sponsors for today's game. First quarter, Wrangler Hardware. Second quarter, we got the Fort Recovery Insurance. Third quarter, we got Cal Pharmacy. And fourth quarter, we got Fowler Mechanical. Remember, coming up on next week, the girls are at Coldwater, boys host Coldwater, and then Saturday, the girls are at Tri-Village, and the boys host Springfield Northwestern. So, stay tuned here on Fort Recovery Internet, you'll have to actually tune in on different WCSM radio or WPGW. We'll be doing those games, so stay tuned on their stations. Remember, we're on the Windship Market pregame show. Indians are getting introduced here. I'll introduce you to the starting four Lady Indians today. Number 3, Kai Wendell. Number 10, Grace Tin. Number 20, Kira Wendell. Number 21, Olivia Patch. And number 22, Val Mollenkamp. And for the Lady Blackhawks, number 10, Sydney Hunt. Number 13, Riley Price. Number 14, Leah Skoll. Number 20, Olivia Murphy. And number 32, Taylor Statchler. So, Blackhawks are getting introduced here. So, let's start here in Mississauga. Like I said, last time the girls played was against Parkway on Thursday. They got a huge win. Start off the first half really good. They came out and played, and the end of the first was 25-4. So, that was one of the first times the Indians have came out and played after the start of the first half. They usually start off a little slow, but we'll see how they do today here. We're about to do the tip here in Mississauga. So, tipping for the Indians, number 22, Val Mollenkamp, and for Mississauga, number 32, Taylor Slatcher. Jump is up. And Val Mollenkamp gives it to Grace Tin. Grace will take it on the right side. Grace will give it back up top to Kira Wendell. Kira to the left side, Kaya Wendell. Kaya back up top to Grace Tin. Grace to the right side, Kira Wendell. Kira looking around, gives it over to Val Mollenkamp. Val will find Olivia Patch. Pub a shot blocked. Olivia Patch gets it back, stolen away by number 12. For number 13, Riley Price. Riley will give it to number 20, Olivia Murphy. But back out to number 13, Riley Price. Back up top to number 14, Leah Skoll. To the left side to number 13, Riley Price. Price has it, gets stopped, gives it up to 32, Taylor Slatcher, and throws it away. Olivia Patch comes up with it, gives it over to Kira Wendell. Kira will give it to the left side, Olivia Patch. Back up top to Kaya, over to right side, Kira, into Olivia, back out to Grace. Grace will fire up a three, up, no good. Rebound by Val Mollenkamp, up and good. Two-point basket, Val Mollenkamp. Indians are going to be in their man-to-man press. They give it to Olivia Murphy. Murphy has the ball, trying to get across half court. She does, and we'll go out balance, and we'll go back to the Lady Indians. 2-0 our score here. Here in Mississauga Valley, Grace Tim will get in to Kira Wendell. Kira, top of the key, has the ball, gives it to the left side, Kaya Wendell. Kaya has the ball, left side, gives up top to Grace Tin. Over the right side, Kira, 6:38 left here in the first quarter. 2-0 Indians. Back up top to Kira, to left side, Grace. Grace will fire up a three, up and good. 3-point basket, Grace Tin. And Blackhawks have trouble getting it in. They get back out to Grace. Grace will fire up a long two, up no good. Rebound by number 10, Sydney Hunt. Hunt will give it over. Back to Hunt. Over to Olivia Murphy. Murphy will then throw it out of bounds and will stay with the Blackhawks. So Blackhawks went down onto their own basket. They'll get in to Hunt. Hunt back out to Murphy. Back to number 32, Slater. Up no good. Rebound by Price. And it'll be a jump ball. And we'll stay with the Blackhawks. So they'll inbound it into number 14, Skoll. Skoll dribble around, brings it back up top, takes it to the left side, loses it, and on the floor, Murphy has it. Trying to get it out, she does, and Grayson will come with it, and she'll step out of bounds, which will stay with the Blackhawks. So number 10, Hunt will inbound it into number 32, Slater. Over to number 14, Skoll. Stolen away by Kyle. One, though, Kyle will take it the other way. Kyle then jumps up, put up a shot. Up, no good. Rebounded by the Blackhawks. Up to number 13, Price. Price has the ball. Picked up the dribble, double team. Gives over to number 32, Slater. Up, no good. Rebounded by, nope, they'll be out of bounds. So we'll go back to the Lady Indians. So, Grayson will inbound it into Kier Wendell. 5-0 score here on the Wrangler Hardware scoreboard. Grayson will hit Kyle Wendell cross court. Kyle will then fire up a long two up, no good. Rebound by the Blackhawks, so they'll take it their way. Hunt has the ball. Jumping back up top, gives over to Skoll. Skoll has it, takes the left side, gives it back to Hunt. Hunt loses it by guarded heavily by Kira, and will stay with the Blackhawks. So Price will inbound it for the Lady Blackhawks. And 4:54 left here in the first. Price gets in to number 32, Slater. Up no good, rebound by Murphy. Murphy has the ball, brings it all the way back out. Is over to number 14, Skoll back to Murphy. Murphy will drive right, put up a shot up, blocked. And the Blackhawks come back up with it. Out to number 14, Skoll, 4-3, three-point basket. So Coach Patch is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here in Missinawa Valley. 5-3 is our score. 4:32 left here in the Wrangler Hardware first quarter. Indians up 2. Val Mullen-Campbell inbound at 2. Kier Wendell. Kier will take it cross half court. Kier Wendell give over to right side. Grace 10. Grace has the ball. Brings it back up top to Brooke Collig. Back over to Grace 10. Grace will fire up a 3. Up. No good. Rebounded by. And nope. Tipped out of bounds. And I'll stay with. 55. Nope. It'll go to the Blackhawks. So the Indians are going to stay in their man-to-man press. Blackhawks will inbound it. Having trouble. Gets into number 14, Skoll. Throws away to Kier Wendell. Fires their cross-court to Grayston. Finds Val Mullenkamp. Val's going to make a move. Right hand up and good. Two-point basket. Val Mullenkamp. She now has 4. Murphy has the ball. Guarded heavily by Brooke Collig. Crosses half-court. And will be stepped out of bounds. They'll go back to the Lady Indians. Allie Vaughn will check in for Grace 10. So Val Mullenkamp will inbound it to Kier Wendell. Kier has the ball. Gives it to the left side. Brooke Collig. Brooke will inbound it into Olivia Patch. Back to Allie Vaughn to the right side. Kier Wendell. Over to Val Mullenkamp. Val will fire cross court and will go out of bounds. So we'll go back to the Lady Blackhawks. Indians going to stay in their man-to-man full court press. Blackhawks will inbound it into number 13, Price. Price has the ball left, guarded heavily by Val Mullenkamp. Price will get a screen by Murphy. And the Blackhawks will call a timeout. So we'll take one with them here in the Fort Cover Internet Radio.
A part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here in Mississauga Valley. 7-3 is a score. And remember, the boys will be here tonight. Take on the Blackhawks. Boys coming off an impressive win last night against the Parkway Panthers. Both actually, varsity and JV. JV won in overtime. And varsity took care of business in the varsity game. So, about to inbound here. So, like I said, 7-3 our score. Wrangell Hardware first quarter. Hunt will inbound it for the Lady Blackhawks. Hunt will inbound it into Murphy and will be fouled by Brooke Kyle. That'll be her first. Team's first. So. Hunt will inbound into number 13, Price. Guard heavily by Val Mullenkamp. Hunt looking around, gives over to Price. Over to Johnson, back up top to Hunt. Hunt will give it to Price. Price will driving around, looking around, gives up top to Murphy. Murphy will go middle. Dish out to number 5, Johnson. Johnson will fire up a 3, up no good. Rebounded by Kira Wendell. Kira will take it back the other way. Here we'll give it to the right side, Allie Vaughn. Back up to Val Mullenkamp to the left side, Brooke Collig. Brooke back up to the right side, Allie Vaughn. Allie driving left middle, gives out to Brooke Collig. In the left corner, back up top to Allie Vaughn to the right side, Val Mullenkamp. Val will give it over to Allie Vaughn into Olivia Patch at the free throw line, finds Val on a cut, up no good, rebounded by. Ball's on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball, and it will stay with the Indians.
She drives at you, backdoor putt.
So, Grayson about to check in for the Lady Indians and for Val Mullenkamp. So, Kier Wendell inbound it. She will get it into Allie Vaughn. Allie will pop a shot, and will be fouled, so she'll go line shooting two. Foul be on number 10, Sydney Hunt, her first, team's first. 2:31 left here in the Wrangler Hardware first quarter. Allie Vaughn will throw up her first, up and no good. Kai Wendell checks back in the game for Olivia Patch. And Allie Vaughn will get her second. Allie will fire up her second, up no good. She goes 0 for 2 at the line. Blackhawks will take it back her way, get their way. Number 2, Johns has the ball, loses it. Brooke Collig comes up with it, gives up to Grace Tim. Grace will have an easy right-hand layup, up and no good. Rebounded by number 32, Slater. And will be tipped away and will stay with the Blackhawks. So Hunt will inbound it into Price. Price has the ball, top of key, guard by Kaya Wendell. She'll give it over to number 5, Johnson, back up top to number 2, Johns. She'll find number 13, Price. She puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Kaya Wendell. Kaya has the ball, top of key, hands off to Grace Tin. 7-3 our score here in the Wrangell Hardware first quarter. Left corner has it for Collig. Back up top to Kai Wendell. Kai to the corner. Kira Wendell. Kira back up top to Grace Tin to left side. Brooke Collig. Brooke will drive middle, dish out to Grace.
Hit again.
Okay, so fire cross court to Kaya into Alibana. Puts up shot, no good. Rebound by the Blackhawks. Raquel tips away. Kierwinna comes up with it. Kier will go right-handed, find Kaya, and she'll be fouled. Foul will be on number 13. Price. Her first, team second. Brenna Holman will check in for Kier Wendell. Brenna will inbound it. Into Grace 10. Grace will pop a shot up and a 2-point basket. Grace 10. Blackhawks will give into Johns. Guarded by Brett Cog. Johns having trouble with it. And throws across court to number 10, Hunt. Hunt will throw it out of bounds and it will go back to the Indians. 9-3 score, 59 seconds left here in the Wrangler Hardware first quarter. Brandon Holman get the ball. Brandon Holman will throw to the left side to Burkhaw to the corner, Grace 10. Grace back up top to Kai Wendell to the right side. Brandon Holman into Burkhaw, finds Allie Vaughn. Allie will make a move, dish out to Grace 10. Grace will fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by Burkhaw. Burkhaw will pop a shot up and good. 2-point basket, Burkhaw. So Blackhawks will take it back their way. Stolen away by Kaya Wendell. Kaya will pop a right-hand layup. Up no good. Rebound by Grace 10. Grace will pop a shot no good. And it will go back to the Blackhawks. It'll be tipped out of bounds and we'll stay with the Blackhawks. So 11-3 score, 20.4 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Come on, girls, let's finish.
Hunt will inbound it. Indians up 8. Hunt looking around, gives in to number 13, Price. Price will take a left-handed, give it to the corner to number 5, Johnson, into number 10, Hunt, tipped away, and it will go back to the Lady Indians. So foul will be on number 10, Sydney Hunt, her second, team's third. So Brenna Homer will inbound it into Kaya Wendell, 12 seconds left here in the first quarter. Kaya Wendell has the ball, top to keep. 5 seconds left, gives the left side. Grace 10. Grace will drive baseline, put up a shot, and will be fouled, so she'll go line shoot two. Foul be on Lindsey Johns, her first, team's fourth. Grace then will go line shoot two. Her first one up, and it is good. So extends the lead 2-9. Second one is up, no good. Rebound by Mopil. Can stay with the Indians, so they got a minute or a second. So put up a shot. 1.8 is on the clock. And Brandon Holman will inbound it into Kyle. One of Kyle will put up a shot. Last second, up, no good. So that's the end of the quarter. Indians up 12-3 here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Every area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
Well, I better Derek. Dad, you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Miss Sinwa Valley High School. That's a great mic voice. He's loudspeaker, whatever. Kier Wendell lobs it up, but Murphy will take it away off the out of bounds play, and not before she travels with it, so it'll stay with the Indians.
Caliban, one mound from the side. 4:33 left. Of the five Johnson of the Blackhawks. Now she, that's a double dribble.
Nope.
Sydney Hunt at it. She gets fouled by Val Mulligan. Nope, Kyle Wendell. Be her first, team fourth. So Hunt will take it out of bounds. Against the Indians, man-to-man press. Ball gets into Skull. I don't know. I'm not sure how to say that name, but
yeah.
Skull gives it over to Price. Price at the top of the key. Now we'll have a trap with Kaya and Val. Oh my. That was going to be a jump ball, but we have a timeout for Blackhawks, so we'll take a break and be back after this.
Serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here. Miss San Juan Valley. Indians are up 13. So Blackhawks went about it. Number 10, Hunt, went about it into. And it'll be a 5-second call.
Seconds. Good defense by the Indians. I'm not even on.
Hey, Arn.
I am. Maybe I am.
So, Allie Vaughn went about it into Kira Wendell. 19-6, our score here. In the Fort Recovery Insurance. Second quarter.
Wow.
So, that's
rebound by Hunt. Hunt will bring it the other way. Now pass it up to Price, and she'll get fouled by Val Mullenkamp. That's her first, team's fifth. Number two, John's in for the Blackhawks. And for the Indians, Grace 10 and Olivia Patch in, placing Kyle Wendell and Val Mullenkamp. Send one inbound, gets it into Price. Price on the left side will throw it all the way across court to Johns. Johns will get it up to Murphy on the right wing. Murphy will get it tipped away out of bounds by Olivia Patch. It'll stay with the Blackhawks.
Butler win?
Oh, I had to leave.
You stayed for most of it, or a little bit of it, Dan.
Not even the full half.
Are they winning?
I mean, of course. Oh, shoot.
So, Blackhawks get the ball back.
Ball go up top to Murphy. She has it on the top of the key, guarded by Brooke Collins. Murphy will get a ball screen. Now look left. Now back it back out. Now gets to the left wing. Stockler now over to Johns. Johns will swing it. Back to Stockler. Now she'll get it inside to Murphy. Murphy throws up a shot. No good. Rebound at Allie Vaughn.
Allie will take it back the other way. 24-6 our score. Give it up to Grace 10. Grace to the left side. Brooke Collig. Brooke will give it back up top, and she'll travel. So it will go back to the Blackhawks. Kyle Wendell check in for Grace 10. And number 5, Johnson, checking back in for Johns.
Johnson for Johns. Ball gets into Murphy. Guarded by Brooke Collig, full court. Murphy dribbles upright. Now run and jump again. Pass over to number 10. We'll get blocked. And I can't see what happened there.
They'll get the ball inside. It'll be a foul. I thought it was clean block, but they call foul. So number 32.
Taylor Stockler at the line, shooting two shots.
58-42, Butler on top.
Yes, sir.
Her first one is up and good. Valmore can't check him back in for Allie Vaughn. So she'll get her second deer. 24-7.
Early dressed?
No.
So confused.
Second one up, no good. Rebound by Val Mollenkamp. Val, give it to the corner. Kaya. Kaya will fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by Brooke Collick. Brooke will put up a shot up and will be found. So she'll go line shooting two. So Brooke will go line 24-7 here in the four recovery insurance second quarter. Brooke will get her first. First one is up and good. So makes her score 25-7. Brooke will get her second. Is up and good. So Brooke Cog now has five on the day. 26-7.
Number 13, Price dribbles up. Now stolen away by Val Mollenkamp. Val will take it all the way to the hoop and get fouled. No call. Her shot's missed. It'll be out of bounds on Fort Recovery. So ball will head back to Blackhawks. That was an obvious foul, but no call. Price dribbles up the right side of the floor. Now picks up her dribble. You got to keep that trap.
Yeah.
Ball goes over to Stockler. Now poked away by Patch. Yeah. Ball's loose on the ground, and Patch tried to save it, but it will stay with the Blackhawks. So Hunt will take it out from the corner. She gets it in, but Val kicks it, so we'll do it again.
On the floor for the Indians now, Val Mollenkamp, Olivia Patch, Kai, one of Brenna Homan, and Brett Collig. That's all you want is food.
You stop there yet?
No.
You should.
I haven't had time.
It's good stuff, I heard. They deal? Always have in the past.
The deal?
No, I didn't. I can smell it, though. I'm getting a little hungry. I'm always stolen away by Brooke Collig. She takes it the other way.
Brooke has the ball on the right side. Then drive. Find Val. Val make a move. Mill pull up a shot. Up no good. Rebound by
number 5, Johnson. She gives it up to Murphy. Murphy will bring it up. Now she'll throw it all the way up court to Price. Price in the corner now gets it in. Tries to get inside. Well, that's a foul. Foul on Olivia, or not Olivia Patch. Val Mollenkamp trying to swat it away, but that'll send Hunt to the line. Shoot. 1-1. 42 seconds left in the half.
Her first one is up and good. Makes her score 26-8. Indians on top. She'll get her second. Puts up and good. So Kira Wendell inbound it to Brenna Homan, back to Kira Wendell. So yeah, 40 seconds left here in the second quarter. Here we'll throw it to the right side, Kaya, and it'll be tipped away, and we'll stay with the Indians.
Read things, let's go!
So Kaya will inbound it. And up to Kira to the left side, Collig. Kaya's in the corner, dribbles back up top to Kaya Wendell. Kaya hands it off to Kira. Kira will go middle, find Patch, back out to Brooke Collig. Brooke back up top to Brenna Homan, will be tipped away.
Don't touch.
That
is terrible. It doesn't matter.
These two are confused. So it's going to be white ball. So
Hunt will get it in to Stockler. Now back to Hunt. Hunt on the top of the key will throw it at the legs. Number 5, Johnson, will go off her. So it'll go back to the Indians with 9.6 seconds left in the half. Ball gets into Kira.
Kira will bring the ball up. 7 seconds left. Kira gives it to the corner.
Get it.
Kaya Wendell. Kaya up short. So I'll end our quarter, and we'll send the halftime. So we'll be back right after this. Talk about it. We'll be back here on the Full Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here at Mississippi Valley. Lady Indians on top, 26-9 here in the Cooper Farms halftime show. Indians got off to another strong start, laying off to the Parkway win. The Blackhawks are just struggling with the full court man-to-man press that the Indians are putting on them. So a scoring on the board for the Indians. Kaya has 3. Brick Cog has 5, number 20 Kirwano has 2, and number 21 Olivia Patch has 2. So that's all the scoring I got. 26-9 is our score. They are actually, like we were talking about earlier, they're not playing Carly Stone. They're just sitting there for resting, I'm guessing. So they started off with Kirwano, then Brian Brennan-Holman. And Brennan-Holman's not doing too bad of a job here. I'd have to say one of her first full-time varsity players. So we'll be back right after this for the start of the second half. Stay tuned. You're on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Chirping, the grass will be growing and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4850.
And we're back here, Mississinawa Valley. Like I said earlier, the boys team beat Parkway last night 59-56, and they were led by scoring by Petey Judy, lead the try by with 27. Ryan Brown had 16. Fort Recovery improves to 8-8 on the season. Parkway falls to 6-8, and I heard the JV1 in OT.
What's this?
Last night. Parkway, boys.
Oh.
And then the girls beat Parkway by a lot on Thursday. I think it was like 60 to something and 20, if I remember right from earlier. So, Chase, talk a little bit about the second quarter, at least what you've seen.
Indians off to a 26-9 start. So, obviously, Miss Stonewall really struggling, and we're just games like this. You just got to stay focused and do the little things right and not let yourself get to their level. I mean, 26-9, we're doing a pretty good job. They're struggling with our run and jump pressure, and I mean, we can't let up. We got to keep going and do the little things right and focus on getting yourself better for the next games, and you just can't. I mean, you've played like games like this before, Reese, and I mean, games that teams that just are a bit weaker, you got to focus on.
Yeah.
What can you do to be better now and eventually? You don't want
to play at their level.
Yeah.
And remember, coming up Thursday, the girls are at Colwater. Varsity game can be heard on WPGW Radio or on the WPGW TuneIn app. Friday, the boys host Colwater. You can hear the varsity game on WCSM or on their TuneIn app. And then Saturday, the girls are at Tri-Village, JV at noon, and the varsity game will follow. It will be broadcast here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio with WPGW simulcasting the varsity game. And then boys host Springfield Northwestern. JV and varsity games will be here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio. We're about to enter the third quarter here in about 4 minutes. Cal Pharmacy is our sponsor, so we're going to take another break here. Indians up 26-9 here on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half.
A company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Miss Stonewall Valley High School. 26-9 our score here in the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We're about to enter the Count Pharmacy third quarter. Like I said, Indians up 26-9. And Chase ever puts back on his headset. Thanks.
Tough time guest. Weird.
Just kidding.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, I meant.
You got anything to say?
Not really. I mean, just got to keep it to them and do little things right and get better.
Coach Patch? Help coach my
Jeff Hounds.
Jeffrey? Good dude there.
Yes, sir.
They have pretty nice pullovers that they wear. Not bad.
Yeah. Seen better. Just me.
Just you?
Those, yep. The boys wear are pretty sick with the Jordan logo.
Those polos, yeah, them are nice.
Yeah. Those so we're about nice. To start the Cal Pharmacy third quarter here in about a minute. Not sure who's going to get the ball first.
You see everything that's coming up? You sell sponsors?
Yep.
Give me an advertisement.
What do you mean?
Give me a quick ad. Or not. Sheesh. I didn't say I wanted to read it. Heating, Reason Energy Products, Heating, Cooling, Electrical, Industrial Park, and Cold Water, 419-678-4858. Train Comfort Specialist, Generac Power Pro Dealer, ReasonerEnergyProducts.com.
Hey, boy. So Grace Tim went about it to Kier Wendell to start the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. Kai Wendell has the ball on the right side. Throws it cross court to Grace Tim to corner Kier Wendell. Kier back up top to Brooke Collig. To the right side, Grace Tim.
Good old Messina Wall, 2-3 zone, and I love it.
Yep, over to Kai in the corner, finds Livy in the post, loses it, and they'll take away from her. And that's a foul. And it'll be a foul on Kai Wendell, her second. Team's first of the half.
Ball will go over to Messina Wall. Hunt will take it out of bounds. She'll get a two skull. Not sure how to say that name still, but.
Yeah.
She'll dribble it up against Grace Tim. Now she'll spin, drive left. Kicks out to Hunt. Hunt over to Stockler. Stockler on the left wing. We'll give it up top to Murphy. Murphy guarded by Brooke Collig. She'll get a ball screen. Has no left hand. Now ball goes over to Skull. Skull dribble middle. Now over to Murphy on the left wing. Murphy will get it back to Skull, but tipped away by Grace Tim. Ball go out of bounds and stay with Messina Wall.
Remember, the boys are here tonight taking on Messina Wall. If you can't be here, tune in on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
I will throw it all the way over to Stockler. Now try to hand off to Murphy, but it'll be stolen away.
Kier Wendell has the ball. Across the timeline, goes at the right corner. Brooke Collig. Brooke.
Flash.
Cross court to Grace Tim. Grace will put ball left hand lay up. No good.
Stockler bring it the other way for the Lady Hawks. Ball goes over to Hunt. Hunt on the left wing will drive middle. Now kicks out to Skull on the top of the key. She'll pass it over to Stockler, but stolen away by Kaya. Kaya will give it up to Brooke. Brooke will back it out.
Yep. Brooke will hit Olivia Patch. Back out to Grace Tim. Back up top to Brooke Collig. Brooke back shoot over to Grace. Grace cross court to Kira to corner Kaya. Kaya will give it over to Kira. Back up top to Kaya. Over to Grace Tim.
So many open looks we've had from three. I would have shot probably six of them so far.
Kai Wendell has the ball, poked away, drive baseline left side, find Olivia Patch, back out to Kira, over to Grace.
On this possession, I mean.
Yeah. Brooke Collig pulled a 15-footer up, no good. Rebounded by
Stockler, Messina Wall, now booted away.
Happy kick. Oh.
Brooke Collig came up with it, and a foul on the floor against Stockler. That's her first team's, that's her second team's first of the half. Brooke Collig inbound from the side.
Brooke will get it in to Kier Wendell on top of the key. Over to Kai on the right side. Cross court to Grace. Grace will fire up a three. There you go, Chase.
There it is.
Grace did. Down. 3-point basket for second so far.
Get any three you want against this zone. Skull up the left side of the court. Now pushes up to Stockler. Stockler on the baseline, guarded by Patch. Traveled, no call. Now Murphy comes up with it. She shoots a turnaround 5-footer, and it's up and good.
So Grace then went bound into Kier Wendell. Kier Cuss's timeline gives over to Brooke Collig. Brooke back up top to Grace Tim. Grace will give it to the right side. Kier Wendell. Kier will then get stolen.
Skull will bring it up. 2-on-2 fast break. She'll back it out, but get it stolen by Kier Wendell, and ball will go out of bounds. And it'll stay with Messina Wall. 4:59 left in the third quarter.
Good crowd traveling over with the Indians.
Not bad.
As always.
Stockler over to Skull. Skull from the top of the key for three. Up. In and out. That thing was in. Hit every part of the rim and fell out.
Grace Tim will give it over to Brooke Collig. Back up top to Grace to Kira. Kira will inbound or get it into patch back out to Brooke Collins. Up top to Grace. Back to Brooke. Brooke will drive base on the left side. Is up top to Grace.
There it is.
Grace will fire up another three.
Bottom. Been good.
So back to her three. Second three here in the third. She has 12.
Cole brings it up on the center wall. Now over to Murphy. Murphy on the left wing. Now swings it to a corner hunt. Now back up top to Stockler. Stocker guarded by Olivia Patch. Ball goes over to Price. Price in the left corner. Now picks up a dribble. Somehow gets it over to Skull. Skull on the top of the key. Went out for, I don't know what she was throwing inside, but it'll sail out of bounds. Allie Vaughn, Val Mullenkamp in for Olivia Patch and Brooke Collard. Ball go to the Indians.
Johnson will check in for the Blackhawks. Kier Wendell inbound it. Takaya back to Kira. Kira Topski is on the left side. Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn back up top to Grace Tin to the right side. Kira to the corner. Kaya. Kaya gives up to Allie Vaughn. Allie will give it back to Kaya. Into Val Mullenkamp. She'll make a move baseline.
Every time. I mean, she probably had a foot on that,
that girl. Murphy brings it up for the Lady Hawks. Guarded by Allie Vaughn. And Murphy's out. Over and back. Murphy not happy.
I'm not sure where the heck she's trying to argue, but
maybe a foul on Allie. Allie's trying to reach in. I don't know what she was doing, but calls an over and back.
So Allie Vaughn went about it into Kier Wendell. Kier has the ball. Over to Kai in the corner. Kai back up top to Allie Vaughn to the right side. Grace Tin back to Kai. Kyle up 8-footer short. And rebound by Val Mullenkamp. Up and good.
She's fading away there.
Yep. So Murphy.
That's why Kai's was short. Kai, or Murphy gets a ball screen. Dribble around the arc. Now hands off to number 5, Johnson. Johnson will swing it to 23. Levy travel. Levy traveled with it. So it'll send it over to the Indians.
Brenna Holman will check back in for Kier Wendell. Grace Tim will inbound it to Holman. Holman has the ball top of the key. Driving left. Loses it. And there will be a turnover on the Indians. So go back to the Blackhawks. So Blackhawks will get it in to Murphy.
Murphy will bring it up. Indians man-to-man. Ball stolen away by Brenna Holman. She'll take it the other way down the left side of the court. She'll stop, put it up. Blocked. Now rebounded by Allie Vaughn. She'll be on the line.
2:37 left here in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. 36-11. Indians on top.
Murphy brings it up. Against Brenna Holman. Now Murphy gets a ball screen. Now we'll try to pass it over to Johnson, but she'll throw it out of bounds. Back to the Indians.
Macy Day checking in for Kaya Wendell. And Grace will get it in to Brenna Holman. Brenna will give it to Allie Vaughn. Over to Val Mullenkamp. Back up top to it. Allie. Over to Day to the corner. Brenna Holman. Brenna will hand it off to Allie. Allie will travel. And it'll go back to Blackhawks. Number 2, Lindsey Johns will check in for Olivia Murphy.
Johns will bring it up for the Blackhawks. She'll get trapped. Now tries to force a pass, but stolen away by Macy Day. She dribbles up 2-on-1, gives it over to Val. Val puts it up and gets fouled. He'll send Val to line shooting two.
So Val will go line shooting two, like Chase said, 36-11 here in the third quarter. Hall Brothers free throw line. Val's first one up is good. 37-11 now. Val will get her second, puts it up, short, and Val will come up with it. Val will make a move, Dish out to Grace. Grace will fire up a long two up and good. 2-point basket. Grace 10 sends the lead to 39-11.
Johns brings it up for the Lady Hawks. Guarded by Brenna Holman. Now Johns picks up her dribble. Tries to get it over to Johnson. Tipped away and back to Johns. She'll recover. Now throw it to Johnson in the corner. Back to Johns. Now over to Price for a long three from the top and good. 3-point basket by Price.
So Brenna Holman will take it back. Across the timeline. Brown will drive middle and dish out to Grace. Grace will drive base on the left side, put up a shot up, and no good. Rebound by Val Mullenkamp. Puts up no good. Rebounded by Grace 10. I got top two. Day over to Val. Val will fire up a three. Up short. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. Back out to Brenna. Brenna will put up a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Day. Day back up top to Grace. Back over to Brenna.
Oh.
Brenna will then have it tipped away. And they'll go back to the Indians. Hope Wendell check in for Grace 10. So,
oh,
I would just have to say four JV players out there right now for the Indians.
One, two.
Yep.
Alagon's tweener.
Yep.
But mainly JV. Ball gets into Val.
Val will turn around middle. Up no good. It'll be tipped away, and it will go back to the Blackhawks.
Johns will bring it up for Miss Sentinel. 28 seconds left in the third quarter. So pick up a dribble near half court. Now throw it all the way up to Levy. Levy kicks it out. Who's that?
Johnson.
Yeah, there's two guys.
I mean, this is a mess. Ball go to bounds and stay with the Blackhawks.
Number 10, Hunt, will inbound it into number 5, Johnson. Johnson has the ball, top of the key. We'll give it back to Johns. Johns will fire it over to Johnson. 5 seconds left. Johnson will get a screen. Back up to Hunt or Price. Back up top to Johns.
Uh-oh.
Johns on three up. No good. So that's going to be a quarter. So we'll be back right after this in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
From K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Mississauga Valley High School. 39-14 is our score. Blackhawks will get the ball to start the ball and mechanical fourth quarter. In for the Indians, Macy Day, Brooke College, Kier Wendell, Olivia Patch, and Hope Wendell. Johns will inbound it. She'll throw it over to number 10, Hunt.
Just kidding, Race.
What?
57 minutes before it covered. Price John has it. Nope, Johns has it. Stop the key. Now swings it over to Stockler. Stockler on the right wing. Swings it to the corner. Johnson for a long three. No good. Rebounded by Brooke Collig.
Brooke will get it up to Kira. Back to Brooke. Over to Hope to Day in the corner. Up top to Kira, and it'll be stolen away.
Stolen away by Price. She heads down the right side of the court, tipped away by the Indians. It'll stay with Miss Inwell. Okay, Reese. Who we got? Hunt will inbound it for Miss Inwell from the corner. She lobbed it up to Stockler. Stockler now swings it over to Hunt in the corner for three.
And 1-3.
I didn't even see a foul, but She got fouled and the three went in, so she'll hit the line to try to complete the four-point play. Indians lead here in the fourth, 39-17. Foul is on Kira Wendell. That's her first. Team second of the half. Hunt's free throw is good. Four-point play. Kira Wendell dribbles it up for the Indians. Against Miss Innell's 2-3 zone. Kira Wendell swings it to Macy. Now over to Hope. Hope will hand it off to Brooke College. She'll drive in. Now back out. She swings it over to the corner. Day. Day will dribble around the arc. Now hit it inside to Brooke Collig. Now out to Hope Wendell from three, and good. Hope Wendell showing the range. Not used to seeing that on JV, but she'll knock down the three from the top of the key.
From guard now, let's go.
Johnson has it for Missinawall. Now over to Stockler. Stockler in the corner. Ball goes over to Price. Price up top to Johns. Johns will dribble around the arc. Now over to Johnson. Johnson will swing it over to Hunt. Yep, Reese, turn that up because I can't hear anything. Ball gets stolen away by Kira Wendell.
Kira will take it back the other way. Cross the timeline, gives it to Brooke Collig.
Reese missed it. Hope Wendell drained a three.
Yeah, I see it. That was impressive. Over to Day to corner Kira. Kira will fire up a shot. Up and good.
Starting to light it up.
3-point basket, Kira Wendell.
A little smoke coming from the nets over there. Johns will dribble it up for the Blackhawks. She's not to use the ball screen, now picks up her dribble. Ball go over to Johnson from the right wing. She'll hold it right there, 5:48 left. Ball go over to Johns, top of the key, now over to Stockler. Stockler on the left wing, guarded by Olivia. Olivia's really trying to poke that ball away every time they get it.
Yeah. Hey, if they're not going to call it, might as well keep doing it. A lot of subs here for the Indians.
Can't tell who. Which is funny, because like against Mac team, she never would try to do that, but she knows this team's a little weaker. She's trying to get that ball.
Elaine Evers, Ali Vaughn, and Brenna Homie check back in for the Indians. So right now we have a JV squad out there.
Yep, ball into Price. She's in the corner dribbling around, now out to Stockler. Stockler on the left wing. We'll swing it to Johns. Johns guarded by Ali Vaughn. Ball goes over to Price on the left wing. She'll pick it up. But we got a timeout for Miss Sinewall, so we'll take one with them and be back after this.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
And we're back here at Missinawall Valley High School. 45-18 Indians on top. Here in the Faller Mechanical fourth quarter, 5:23 left.
Hunt will trigger it in to Skull. Skull gets knocked away by Vaughn, but come up with it. Now goes over to Stocker. Now swings to the corner. Johnson for a three in the corner. No good. Rebounded by Missinawall, but ball you tied up. In possession arrow goes to the Indians.
On the floor for the Indians now, Hope Wendell, Kira Wendell, Ali Vaughn, Brenna Homan, and Elaine Evers. Kira Wendell will give it over to Ali Vaughn. Ali back up top to Hope Wendell. Hope over to Brenna. To Kira in the corner. Hope back over to Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn loses it. Gives it over to Hope Wendell. Hope will fire up a three up. No good. And we tip that bounce and we'll go to the Indians.
So
what just happened?
One of them tipped out of bounds. So Brenna Holm will inbound it into Kier up top to Allie Vaughn. Over to Brenna Holman. Brenna to Hope Wendell. Back up top to Kira in the lane. Evers back out to Hope.
Jeez.
Back over to Kira. Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman will fire with three up. No good. Rebounded by Kira Wendell. Kira up top to Hope Wendell. Over to Allie Vaughn to the corner. Holman.
Try it again.
Holman will fire up a long two. Up. No good. Rebound by the Blackhawks.
Skull brings it up. She'll pick it up just past half court. Now gives it off to Hunt. Hunt dribbles in the lane, will now get poked away, but call a cheap foul on Hope Wendell. Let her be her first, team's fifth of the half, fourth.
Macy Day will check back in for Kira Wendell. Blackhawks will inbound it. Blackhawks will fire up a shot, no good, and it'll be a jump ball. So we'll stay with the Blackhawks. 45-18 is our score here in the varsity game. No JV game, so we only have varsity. So 4:05 left here in the fourth.
Hunt triggers it in, but knocked away. Brenna Holman comes away with it.
Brenna has the ball, about to cross the timeline. Brown dribbling around, gives it to Allie Vaughn.
Toes are on the line, Allie. Come on.
And Day comes up with it. Macy will dribble back out to Allie. Allie over to Brenna. Into Elaine Evers. Makes a move. Blocked away. Tipped away. And it will stay with the Indians. Remember, the boys are coming here tonight. Can't make it to the game. Tune in to Fort Cover Internet Radio. Brenna Holman will inbound it. She'll get it in to Allie Vaughn. Allie will dish out to Macy Day and she'll lose it.
Oh my word, what a block.
So,
who cares? We're complaining about calls. It's 45-18 with 3 minutes left.
So, the Blackhawks are taking back their way. Skull shoot a long three from the right wing. No good. Rebounded by Allie. Allie will take it to the middle. Gives it over to Macy Day.
Hit it. Come on.
Day will give it up top to Brenna Holman. Back to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn make a move baseline. Travel, but no call. It gives over to Brenna. Up no good. Rebound by Elaine Evers. Elaine Evers loses it. And it'll go back to Blackhawks.
Price goes the other way. Down the right side of the court. She'll put it up. No good. But we'll have a foul on Macy Day, I believe.
Yep. So she'll go line shooting two. Remember next week, Thursday, Girls Are at Coldwater. Varsity game can be heard on WPGW Radio or on WPGW on the TuneIn app. Friday, the boys host Coldwater. Varsity game can be heard on WCSM Radio and on WCSM on the TuneIn app. And then Saturday, the girls are at Tri-Village and the boys will host Springfield Northwestern. She makes them both. Makes her score 45-19. Allie Vaughn has the ball, top of the key. 2 minutes left here in the Baller Mechanical fourth quarter. Macy Day over to Hope Wendell. Hope will make a move. Dish over to Allie Vaughn. Allie will make a move. Mill put up a shot and will be fouled. So she'll go line. Nope. He'll be on the floor. So Indians will take it out into their own basket. What are we doing? So, Brenna Holman will inbound it into Macy Day. Macy in the corner. Jump back up top to, gives over to Hope Wendell. Hope has the ball. Brings it back up top to Brenna Holman. Brenna over the left side, Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will tip it away. Gives it to Hope Wendell. Macy Day will fire up a three up and good. 3-point basket, Macy Day.
Cole will bring it the other way for Missinawal. Now she'll get it over to Murphy. Murphy near half court, guarded by Macy Day. Murphy will dribble around all the way to the other side of the court. Now into the corner for shoots a three and good.
So, Allie Vaughn will inbound it to Brenna Holman, 48-22 our score. Brenna will give it over to Macy. Macy thinks about a shot. And they say Macy traveled, so it'll go back to Blackhawks.
Skull brings it up against Allie Vaughn. Skull drive left now. Pass to Stockler in the corner. She tried to feed it inside, but stolen away by Hope Wendell. Hope will give it over to Allie Vaughn.
Allie will drive baseline, dish out, or drive middle, dish over to Elaine Avery. Allie Vaughn gets the board and puts up a shot. 2-point basket, Allie Vaughn. So the Blackhawks will take it back their way.
Skull has it. It'll be tipped away by Allie Vaughn. It'll stay with the Blackhawks.
Wow.
If that would happen, Duke losing by one with a minute to go against St. John's, who does not have a win in the Big East. 0-10 in the Big East. Just shows you how good the Big East is, Reese. Butler's so good.
Did Butler beat them by what?
350.
So, Blackhawks win down on their own basket. They'll get it into number 14, Skull. Skull will give it to Murphy. Murphy will fire with it short. Then number 13, Riley Price will get the board and will be fouled. So she'll go line.
Shot. That shot knocked out a light. Well, it was up there. And then
came back down.
Mm-hmm.
So Price will go line shooting two. The first one is up. No good. How much time is that? A minute and a half? That'd be different.
Gosh, dang it.
What? You going to pull up Reddit or what?
Yeah.
I don't think they do college basketball games.
They probably do some.
Yeah.
But, like, they wouldn't have Butler or whatever.
Yeah.
Unless it was a bigger game.
Allie Vaughn has the ball top of the key. Hands it off to Day. 50-23 our score. Indians leading. Allie Vaughn has the ball.
45 seconds left here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter.
Macy Day will give it up top to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling around. Go middle. Dish out to Day. Day will fire up a three. Up and good. 3-point basket. Macy Day.
Skull brings it up.
Skull will get over to number 10. Hunt to the corner. Murphy into. Nope. Tipped away. And it'll be a jump ball. Which will go to the Indians. So guessing that's going to end it here, Chase.
I don't know. They might come back.
Down 30? 30-point shot or what?
Yep.
12 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Allie Vaughn has the ball. Just crossing the timeline. Gives it over to Brenna Holman. And the Indians are...
Oh, man. What are we doing? Honestly, call a foul with 2.6 seconds left. Down 30.
Oh.
Right off the dome.
So Brenna Holman will get into Allie Vaughn.
What?
Oh, here we go. Oh, wow. That's incredible. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back to talk about right after this in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
New game.
Ford Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
And we're back here, Mississauga Valley. Chase, you want to talk about the game a little bit?
Hey, sir.
All right, Indians get it done. Win 53-23, something like that. And just an overall pretty good game by the Indians. I mean, they got sloppy here and there, but that's expected out of these type of games. And Indians shot the ball well offensively. And not sure if we have any stats. I don't believe we do, but a lot of even scoring. Grayston, I believe, led us. She shot the ball well from outside, especially early. And defensively, just that was the key of the game. Just our run and jump, full court pressure, just Mississauga couldn't handle it. And that made a bunch of offensive opportunities for us. So, Reese, you got anything?
Nope, looking at the game, wow.
St. John's up 4 with 30 seconds left.
Did they just get a three?
Are you?
Oh, my Lord. So, remember next week, girls are at Coldwater. Boys, them will play Coldwater on Friday. And then Saturday, the girls are at Tri-Village. And the boys will host Springfield.
Patchin coming over here, is he?
Northwestern, I have no clue. We got to take a few more breaks. So.
Okay.
We'll be back right after this, talk a little bit more about the game and the game coming up tonight. We'll be back here on Recovery Internet Radio.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining. Then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here, Mississauga Valley, scoring for the Indians. Kaya Wendell had 3, Grace Tin had 14, Macy Day had 6, Allie Vaughn had 2, Britt Cog had 7, Kier Wendell had 5, Olivia Patch had 2, Val Mullenkamp had 11, and Hope Wendell had 3. So not 100% sure if Coach Patch will come over and talk to us, but we're going to take one more quick break, and maybe he'll be over here. So stay tuned here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.